Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into Rest by Alex Soo-Jung Kim Pang, a revelatory exploration that challenges the pervasive myth equating longer work hours with greater productivity. Drawing from his own experience as a Silicon Valley strategist on the verge of burnout, Pang uses empirical evidence to argue that true success and achievement stem not from marathon work sessions, but from strategically timed work, ample rest, and fostering creativity. Alex Soo-Jung Kim Pang, the visionary behind The Restful Company, extends his expertise beyond this book, offering workshops and talks aimed at teaching organizations the art of balancing work and life. As a visiting fellow at Stanford University and author of The Distraction Addiction, his credentials are impressive. His insights have also graced the pages of prestigious publications such as Slate, Wired, The Atlantic Monthly, and Scientific American. Rest is a must-read for those immersed in the high-pressure environments of startups, creatives seeking to maximize their potential, and workaholics who suspect there might be a more effective way to achieve their goals. Join us as we uncover the secrets to achieving more by working less and prioritizing rest. Rest, why you get more done when you work less. Introduction. Discover how to outsmart burnout and thrive in a non-stop world. In our hyper-connected era, work bleeds into every crevice of life. It's the age of always being on, where the blurring boundaries between professional and personal time spark a relentless pursuit of productivity. This relentless drive often marches us straight into the arms of burnout. But what if the secret to more productive, creative, and fulfilling work isn't about pushing harder, but about resting smarter? Alex Soo-Jung Kim Pang, a Silicon Valley strategist, became an unintended expert on avoiding burnout after a period of intense work led him to take a sabbatical. Expecting a break filled with leisure and laziness, Pang was surprised to find himself more productive and creative than ever before. This revelation sparked a quest to understand the true relationship between work, rest, and success. Pang's exploration unveils a compelling argument for reshaping our work culture to embrace the forgotten virtue of rest. It turns out, the key to achieving more might just lie in doing less, or rather, in doing less work and more resting. But rest, as Pang defines it, isn't just about sleeping more or taking more vacations, though those help. It's about integrating deliberate restorative activities into our daily lives. Through engaging narratives and backed by empirical scientific evidence, Pang demonstrates that high-quality rest isn't mere downtime. It's an active and vital component of achieving peak mental and physical health, as well as sparking creativity and enhancing cognitive abilities. Listeners will be pleasantly surprised to learn that some of history's most prolific figures, like Winston Churchill, understood the value of rest. Churchill wasn't just a statesman, he was also an avid painter. These restful activities weren't distractions from his monumental tasks, but fuel that kept his fires of brilliance burning brightly. In this enlightening guide, you'll discover the paradox of rest, why doing nothing can mean achieving so much more. How incorporating regular exercise isn't just good for the body, but acts as a catalyst for cognitive function and creativity. The importance of nurturing hobbies and how they serve not as escapes from work, but as essential components of a well-rounded, productive life. In the end, beating burnout doesn't require a radical career change or escaping to a deserted island, though the latter sounds tempting. It calls for rewiring our perceptions and approaches to work and rest. By understanding and implementing smarter rest practices into our lives, we not only safeguard our health and happiness, but set the stage for unparalleled success and fulfillment. Welcome to a journey of discovering how restful living can empower a more productive life. Part 1. Unlock your creative genius with a morning routine and focused work sessions. Working round the clock might seem like the secret sauce to groundbreaking success and creativity, But what if the real magic lies not in the endless hours, but in the timing and intensity of your work? The morning, with its quiet and serene start, holds the golden key to amplifying your creative genius. An early start isn't just about beating the sunrise. It's about creating a sanctuary of calm before the day's chaos unfolds, providing a pristine backdrop for reflection and creativity. Take the story of Scott Adams, the brilliant mind behind the Dilbert comic strip, as an example. For 20 years, Adams has embraced the crack of dawn, kickstarting his day at 5 in the morning. His routine is simple yet powerful. A cup of coffee and a protein bar fuel his first 4 hours dedicated to crafting comics, answering emails, and handling the daily grind of administrative work. Once those hours are up and his creative reservoir is spent, he switches gears to physical activity, hitting the gym to lift weights. But this disciplined morning ritual isn't just about having a fixed schedule. It's a testament to the power of dedicating high-quality, focused time to your craft, followed by a period for rest and recovery. Adams's success, Dilbert's global syndication, numerous books, a TV show, and a movie, isn't a stroke of luck. It's the fruit of leveraging intensely productive morning hours, proving that working smarter trumps working longer. The essence of this approach isn't confined to the realms of creative professions alone. Researchers studying the practice habits of music conservatory students in Berlin during the 1980s discovered a similar pattern. The most proficient students dedicated 4 concentrated hours each morning to their instruments, outperforming their peers not by clocking in more hours, but by optimizing the timing and quality of their practice sessions. Coupled with longer sleep and an afternoon nap, these students showed that intense, focused work, balanced with rest, is a recipe for excellence. Adopting this strategy doesn't necessitate a complete overhaul of your work life. Even in a traditional job setting, you can harness the power of a morning routine focused on your most important tasks. Start your day with tasks that demand high levels of creativity and concentration, and protect this time from interruptions. When noon rolls around, give yourself permission to step back, recharge, and prepare for the next wave of productivity. This mindful structuring of your day honors the natural rhythms of creativity and rest, propelling you towards achieving your best work without the burnout. In essence, embracing a morning-centric work ritual, coupled with deliberate rest periods, is not just about enhancing productivity. It's a celebration of working in harmony with your creative rhythms, setting the stage for sustained success and well-being. Part 2. Step into a world of creativity with a stroll or a nap. Ever felt your brain turning to mush after a grueling session of mental gymnastics? The quest for rejuvenation might lead you to a coffee machine, but science points towards 2 more effective and certainly more intriguing pathways: embarking on a leisurely walk or indulging in a refreshing nap. Let's wander down the path of walking first. A leisurely stroll isn't just a physical activity. It's a portal to enhanced creativity and a deeper connection with your work. This link between walking and creative thinking dates back centuries and has been endorsed by some of the greatest minds. Consider the tale of William Rowan Hamilton, the 19th century mathematician who stumbled upon a groundbreaking algebraic postulate while meandering along Ireland's Royal Canal. Hamilton's experience underlines how a seemingly mundane act of walking can stir the subconscious, fostering an environment where creative sparks can ignite. This connection was scientifically validated in a 2015 Stanford University study focused on divergent thinking, a crucial component of creativity. The study juxtaposed the creativity levels of participants asked to walk against those of participants who remained seated. The verdict: those on their feet showcased significantly elevated levels of creative thinking. Evidently, the simple act of walking can unveil a reservoir of creative ideas by stimulating divergent thought processes. Now, let's pause and consider the power of the nap. Far from being a sign of laziness, a midday nap is like a reset button for your brain, enhancing not just restfulness but also creative thinking, memory retention, and emotional regulation. In 2008, a compelling study by sleep scientist Olaf Lahl at the University of Dusseldorf spotlighted the nap's capacity to boost memory. Participants were divided into two groups. One took a nap before being tasked with memorizing unfamiliar words, while the other stayed awake. The rested group significantly outperformed their weary counterparts, showcasing the direct link between sleep and memory retention. So, the next time you find yourself at a creative impasse or struggling to remember a flurry of new information, remember that the solution might just lie in a peaceful walk or a quiet nap. Both activities offer more than meets the eye, serving as powerful tools to reset your mind, reconnect with your creative flow, and rejuvenate your mental faculties. Embrace these simple yet profound practices, and watch as they transform your relationship with work and creativity. Part 3. Master the art of timely breaks to ignite your creative spark. There's an art to knowing when to step away from your work, and it could be your secret weapon for unlocking unparalleled creativity. The notion that less can be more holds a profound truth in creative endeavors. It's not about pushing until you're drained. It's about pausing at just the right moment to let your ideas breathe and evolve. Picture this. You've just crafted the perfect scene in your latest project, and the temptation to dive into the next one is overwhelming. But here's a revolutionary thought. Leave it unfinished. This half-done ending could be the magic key to unlocking a flood of creative ideas overnight. This concept isn't new. In fact, Ernest Hemingway, a titan of 20th century literature, was a staunch advocate for the power of creative incubation. He advised writers to put down the pen while the next steps of their story were clear in their mind, saying, "Always stop when you know what's going to happen next." This strategic pause isn't about procrastination. It's about allowing your subconscious to take the wheel, navigating through the creative process without the constant grind of conscious thought. This way, you return to your work recharged, with fresh eyes and perhaps a new perspective that could take your project from good to extraordinary. But don't just take Hemingway's word for it. Modern science backs up this approach. A study conducted by the University of Sydney's Centre for the Mind sheds light on the impact of well-timed breaks on creativity. Participants were divided into groups and given the challenge of finding creative uses for a simple object. While one group pressed on without interruption, another was given a break to engage in a different type of task before returning to the original challenge. The outcome? The group that paused their brainstorming session came back to unleash a torrent of creative ideas, far outpacing those who never took their foot off the gas. This compelling evidence points to a counterintuitive truth. Stepping away from your work at the right moment can be the most productive move you make. It's a reminder that creativity doesn't always thrive under relentless pressure. Instead, by allowing yourself the freedom to pause, you tap into the vast potential of your subconscious mind. Next time you find yourself at a creative peak, consider it the ideal moment to take a step back. Your brain doesn't clock out just because you do. Give those gestating ideas room to grow, and you may return to find them blossomed into something truly remarkable. Part 4. Transform your tomorrow with the power of tonight's sleep. Forget about beauty sleep. Embracing a solid night's rest is like hitting the reset button for your brain. Going beyond mending heartaches or curing hangovers, sleep is nature's most profound brain detoxifier and body healer. As you drift into slumber, your body isn't just lying dormant, it's engaging in an essential process of rejuvenation, restoring energy, repairing cells, and even fostering growth. But the wonders of sleep don't stop at physical repair. Your brain remains a hive of activity, diligently processing the day's experiences, consolidating memories, and quietly solving puzzles that baffle your conscious self during daylight hours. This nocturnal labor is carried out through the dance of sleep cycles, particularly through the invaluable stages of stage 4 and REM deep sleep. During stage 4, or slow wave sleep, a pivotal hormone known as GHRH works its magic. This growth hormone operates under the cover of darkness to mend bruises, ward off infections, and rejuvenate aging cells. Meanwhile, the REM phase, the stage most associated with vivid dreaming, plays a crucial role in neural health and memory strength by producing myelin. This protective fat is indispensable for sustaining robust neural functions and safeguarding memories. The rewards of a good night's sleep extend into shielding you from an array of degenerative ailments. A telling study from the University of Rochester demonstrated how mice more efficiently expelled beta amyloid, a protein linked with Alzheimer's disease, during sleep. This insight underscores sleep's protective barrier against cognitive decline and memory loss. But neglecting adequate rest has more immediate repercussions than long-term health risks. Insufficient sleep has been implicated in impaired judgment and a host of physical conditions. Reflect on a 2004 survey revealing American pilots in Iraq remaining awake for up to 36 hours. The toll of such demanding schedules manifested in a significant increase in accidents and friendly fire incidents. A chilling reminder of fatigue's perilous effects. Moreover, those who work night shifts face a heightened risk of disturbing their circadian rhythms, leading to severe health implications such as ulcers, heart disease, and even certain cancers. Disruptions in natural sleep patterns have also been linked to an uptick in conditions like hypertension, obesity, and diabetes. Embracing a night of deep, restorative sleep is not a luxury but a necessity, laying the foundation for mental clarity, physical health, and overall well-being. As you prepare for tomorrow, remember that the key to unlocking your full potential could be as simple as ensuring you get a good night's sleep tonight. Your brain and body will thank you. Part 5: Embrace recovery to ward off burnout and enhance well-being. Imagine the perennial office hero, the one person who never seems to take a break, powering through weekends and holidays with the same unwavering commitment. While often hailed as a paragon of dedication, this relentless pursuit of productivity could be a one-way ticket to burnout. The truth? Taking time to rest and recover isn't just beneficial. It's essential for maintaining health, happiness, and long-term success. Consider the compelling findings from the Framingham Heart Study, which traced the health of female homemakers over several decades. The study unveiled a striking correlation between vacation frequency and heart health, revealing that women who vacationed only once every 6 years had twice the risk of heart attacks compared to those indulging in biannual breaks. Moreover, Oxford Economics research in 2015 shed light on the economic impact of unused vacation days, costing companies a staggering $224 billion annually, not to mention the toll on employee engagement, customer relations, and overall job satisfaction. The consequences of neglecting time off extend far beyond financial losses, seeping into every aspect of workplace dynamics and personal well-being. Employees become disenchanted, less empathetic, and alarmingly more prone to severe outcomes like depression, burnout, and even suicidal tendencies. So, how do you harness the full potential of your rest periods? German sociologist Sabine Sontag suggests focusing on four key elements: relaxation, control, mastery experiences, and mental detachment. Relaxation needs little introduction. Envision yourself unwinding by the beach or at a spa, embracing a state of total ease and contentment. Control, however, delves into optimizing the length of your rest to ensure full recuperation. This aspect is particularly variable, influenced by personal and professional commitments and individual ability to manage one's schedule. Mastery experiences refer to engaging in activities that challenge and reward you, such as playing a musical instrument or mastering a game of chess. These pursuits provide a sense of accomplishment and can be incredibly rejuvenating. Lastly, mental detachment emphasizes the importance of breaking away from routine, both physically and mentally. Whether it's exploring a new city or retreating to the tranquility of the mountains, such escapades can significantly reduce stress and safeguard against burnout. In sum, recognizing the value of taking strategic breaks, not just in terms of duration, but also in quality, is pivotal in preventing burnout and fostering a sustainable, fulfilling career and life. By incorporating relaxation, control, mastery experiences, and detachment into your rest periods, you embark on a path to enhanced well-being and resilience. Part 6. Boost your brain power with a dose of physical activity. Imagine a common thread weaving through the lives of Rhodes Scholars, Nobel laureates, and elite athletes. It's not just their remarkable achievements that set them apart, but also their shared belief in the power of exercise to elevate both body and mind. The synergy between physical vigor and intellectual achievement is unmistakable, illustrating that to excel in one area can often amplify success in the other. Take, for example, Byron Whizzer White, a football legend of the 1930s, who not only triumphed on the field for the Pittsburgh Pirates and Detroit Lions, but also as a Rhodes Scholar, ultimately serving as a Supreme Court Justice. His story, along with those of Pat Hayden and Myron Roll, both Rhodes Scholars turned professional football players, underscores an often overlooked truth. Achieving peak intellectual performance is frequently linked to physical fitness. This connection spans beyond the playing fields to the realms of scientific innovation and social leadership. Marie Curie, the dual Nobel Prize-winning scientist, indulged in cycling, even choosing to spend her honeymoon navigating France's rugged landscapes on two wheels. Meanwhile, Nelson Mandela, a figure emblematic of resilience and mental fortitude, maintained a rigorous fitness regimen even during his imprisonment, crediting his daily exercises with sharpening his mental clarity and preserving his spirit against attempts to break him. The symbiosis between exercise and cognitive prowess isn't just anecdotal. It's grounded in robust scientific evidence. A study conducted jointly by German and Finnish researchers in 2015 mapped the brains of overweight participants before and after embarking on a 3-month fitness program. The results were telling. As physical fitness improved, so did the volume of crucial areas in the brain, underscoring the direct impact of exercise on neural health. But the benefits of physical activity extend further to the very building blocks of our brain function, neurotrophins. These proteins, essential for the growth and survival of neurons, are found to proliferate in response to regular exercise, fostering a more vibrant and adaptable neural network. Memory, too, shares a beneficial relationship with exercise. High-intensity aerobic workouts are particularly effective in enhancing the brain's vascular system, enabling a more efficient oxygen supply to our cognitive centers. This improved oxygenation is linked to heightened episodic memory, as evidenced by a 2012 study connecting increased oxygen capacity with memory boosts. In essence, integrating regular physical exercise into our routines isn't merely a strategy for better health. It's a cornerstone for fortifying our mental capabilities, enhancing memory, and supporting overall cognitive performance. Whether you're chasing intellectual accolades, pushing your limits on the sports field, or simply striving for personal growth, the message is clear: to elevate your mind, start by moving your body. Part 7. Unlock your potential with the power of deep play. Imagine the iconic figure of Winston Churchill, not as the formidable leader navigating the tumultuous waters of global politics, but as a painter, brush in hand, immersed in the tranquility of his canvas. This striking image exemplifies the concept of deep play, a profound engagement in activities that connect us to our creativity, challenge our skills in new contexts, and offer immense personal satisfaction. Similar to the rejuvenating effects of exercise on the body and mind, deep play acts as a sanctuary for our mental well-being. But what exactly defines deep play? It's an activity that captivates you completely, requiring your full attention and offering a space to apply your skills and problem-solving abilities in an environment free from the high stakes of professional or personal pressures. For Churchill, this escape was found in the art of painting landscapes and seascapes, a hobby that provided not only a respite from the strains of leadership, but also a profound source of joy and fulfillment. In his reflections, captured in Painting as a Pastime, Churchill articulated the unparalleled absorption painting afforded him, likening the experience to a battle of wits and strategy, albeit with the canvas as his only adversary. This endeavor wasn't merely a distraction, it was an integral part of his identity, allowing him to explore different facets of his character and intellect in a serene setting. Deep play presents an opportunity to celebrate the minutiae of our passions, whether through the spectrum of colors on a palette or the tactile pleasure of crafting something with our hands. It was through painting that Churchill found solace and rejuvenation during one of the darkest periods of his career, the aftermath of the Gallipoli campaign. Amidst turmoil and despair, painting emerged as a beacon of hope, a testament to the power of engaging deeply with our interests. The essence of deep play lies in its universal applicability. It's not confined to the realms of art or physical endurance. Whether it's chess, mountain climbing, cooking, or pottery, what matters is the depth of engagement and the sense of fulfillment derived from these pursuits. These activities serve as conduits for exploring our capabilities, testing our limits, and ultimately connecting with a part of ourselves that thrives on challenge and creativity. In embracing deep play, we grant ourselves permission to step away from the demands of daily life and delve into experiences that enrich our souls and sharpen our minds. Churchill's journey underscores the transformative power of indulging in our hobbies, encouraging us to find our own avenues for deep play that resonate with our personal passions and aspirations. Final summary. In the pursuit of success and fulfillment, the delicate balance between work and rest serves as the foundational pillar. Amidst a societal backdrop that often glorifies relentless hustle, the essential nature of downtime for recovery, creativity, and personal growth is frequently overlooked. Prioritizing restful practices such as quality sleep, engaging in physical activity, embracing the power of naps, and taking time off for vacations is not merely a luxury but a necessity. These elements act as catalysts for creativity, enhancing overall performance and paving the way to a truly rewarding life. By acknowledging and respecting the symbiotic relationship between work and rest, we unlock the door to sustainable success and deeper happiness. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.